Greetings in Jesus' name. This is Levi Stalsius. We are continuing our weekly meditation with Matthew 6 on the Lord's Prayer. Yesterday we touched briefly on forgiveness, the importance of forgiveness, because we have been forgiven much. I touched on the account of the king that forgave his servant. I think it was the 10,000 talents. And if you take that by today's definition of a talent, it was $6 billion. And I think we all know that if he was a servant, he probably could not pay back that amount. And that's how it is with the sin that's in our life. There is no way that we can work to pay that off. So the only way we can do is beg for forgiveness in Jesus Christ. So today we're at verse 13 of Matthew 6. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. I wasn't sure what to share on this verse, because what can I say? And lead us not into temptation. It's a cry, I think, from every one of our hearts, everyone that's a believer. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. We want victory. We want victory over sin. We want to walk in a righteous way. So the cry is there. It's just so simple. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. My thoughts went to Lamentations. I think it's Lamentations 3, verse 22. It says, I'll start at verse 20. My soul hath them still in remembrance, and is humbled in me. This I recall to my mind, therefore have I hope. Verse 22, the one that I want to bring out. It is of the Lord's mercies that we are not consumed, because his compassion still not. They are new every morning. Great is thy faithfulness. And I believe that's really what we're asking for is, Lord, please watch over us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil. It's a wicked and evil world out there. There's so many things to distract us, and so many things to take our mind off of God's word. But I'd like to just give you a little encouragement today in the part where it says, deliver us from evil, and that is with our thought patterns. There was a time in my life that I struggled with lustful thoughts, and I was just grieved by it, and I wanted to somehow overcome that. And this is what a brother shared with me. He said, what you need to do is pray when that happens. Pray for someone. Pick someone specifically. And every time you get those thoughts, you pray for them. And that has been such a blessing, because if I get those thoughts, I immediately turn around as an attack towards Satan, and I pray for this certain person. So why would Satan allow those thoughts to come to me? Why would he bring them to me if he knows I'm immediately going to pray for this certain person? So that has been such a blessing to me. It has given me victory. It has given me the power to take one of Satan's weapons and turn it around. And I picked one of my children that was struggling to pray for. And I would just, whenever I got lustful thoughts, I would pray for them. So today, let's ask the Lord to lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. God bless you. May he be with you today.